Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Guess who's rolling in dough now that the economy's in deep recession? Well, it seems that scam artists are making out, well, like bandits. And that's according to Forbes.com. People needing help with the mortgage or struggling with debt or just wanting to get some of that federal stimulus money, they're ripe for scam artists. So to make sure that doesn't happen to you, we've got three ways to spot a scammer before you hand over your money. Number one, easy loans. Any company that promises to lend you money, no questions asked, regardless of your credit history, it's probably a scam. They'll want some kind of upfront fee from you. Just say thanks, but no thanks. And number two, bad grammar and misspelled words. Seriously. Remember the famous Nigerian letter frauds that were sent around by email? They asked to use your bank account to transfer huge amounts of cash from overseas banks. Well, the same folks have apparently graduated to the web, where they're making all kinds of fraudulent offers. They're easy to spot, though, because their English is terrible. And number three, address unknown. Now, not surprisingly, scam artists don't like to give out their physical address. Now, if you can't find it on their website, or they won't give you one over the phone, just say adios. And if you do get an address, make sure it's not some vacant lot somewhere. Well, we've got a lot more great advice to help you manage money wisely in a tough economy and to avoid the scam artist. I hope you'll take a few minutes and check us out at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.